This is episode 390. My name is Vidal, and this is The Journey, a conversation on leadership, culture, and creativity. I'm so very glad that you guys are able to make contact with us via our podcast. And this morning, I just wanted to spend some time sharing with you a couple of thoughts in regards over this last week and this weekend. If you are like me and you are maybe somewhere in the vicinity of my middle age stage in life with a young adults at home, and then the beauty of being a part of a church that is vibrant and blessed by our God, you probably are having a busy summer just like myself. And as I speak to you, we're only a few days from seeing our three children, which again, they're young adults, to travel with a group of missionaries from our church to the beautiful city of Detmold in Germany and be a part of our annual baseball camp. And that's part of just, again, the beauty of seeing God at work in this summer. And I have to just spend some time with you this morning sharing a few thoughts, specifically over the highlights of the last few weeks. And for me, personally, not only because of the role that I play in the local church at First Baptist in Far, but specifically because of the beauty of joining God at work. I have been personally on this kind of a mode of seeing the ministry of succession, and not just ministry, but I want to use the word life, you know, just passing the baton into the next generation. Again, I'm kind of on this kind of a transition of seeing my parents grow elderly and older, and I see my children now becoming independent college graduates, college students, almost graduating from high school. So I constantly think about, okay, so we're in this transition of passing on values and lifestyles and worldviews into the next generation. So for me, in a tangible manner, it had to do with Vacation Bible School. This word that is very common is known in the Christian community and outside of the Christian community, the word Vacation Bible School. You listen to that word being brought into movies today, into TV programs, and most people understand what that means. Well, for us, this last week, we went through our Vacation Bible School, and nothing but the beauty of God, seeing the mobilization of leadership from Nicole and Ram as a couple, just serving Jesus with their children, but them mobilizing the leadership of our church, mobilizing a bunch of volunteers, and putting together a ministry that impacted the lives of many, many, many families. So for us, it was just a huge celebration. We closed with an award ceremony, just recognizing and bringing the glory to the God who, again, is allowing us to see the next generation of leaders. And as the next generation, because some of these guys that I just mentioned, some of these leaders, some of these volunteers that obviously served throughout this last week, they are half my age. And to me, that's pretty exciting to see them just come together and serve Jesus and celebrate and see the results of this investment into the kingdom of God. So once again, I am blessed. I am privileged to be a part of something that reflects the thrive into investing into this next generation. I'll tell you that also part of this transaction and part of this experiences of seeing God at work in our church, for the entire month of June, we invested our Sundays, and we do this kind of during Sunday morning, just for practical reasons and logistical reasons. But we basically use 4 Sundays out of the month, and I don't remember if June has more than 4. But if it was only 4 in June, 4 Sundays, then we use the entire month of June to promote and to host our church membership classes. And our church is not bilingual. Our church is basically bicultural. We have a dual language system, which we typically do not mix the languages. We either go one language or the other. So that forces us, when it comes to membership courses, membership, you know, classes, this is kind of an orientation type of class for those who desire to become a part of the church and take the commitment into a covenantal relationship. Well, we hosted the first 2 Sundays of June with the Spanish-speaking community. And my wife, Areli, was the one leading that experience. And again, the result, the response was very, very encouraging. And I know she's a very good Bible teacher. I know she is very gifted and passionate about teaching the scriptures and working with you know, all ages. And that was very, very encouraging. And that happened on a Sunday morning, so that happened simultaneously within the same time as we are hosting our last service in our church. We host three services, and the very last of the three services, that's when we hosted simultaneously those Spanish membership courses or classes. After those two, which was the first half of June, we went into the second half of June. And my brother Joe Castillo, which again, one of our leaders, one of our shepherds, one of our pastors, definitely with a zeal for the gospel and for the kingdom of God, always a blessing. That brother is a blessing to me as a friend and brother, but specifically to the kingdom. He was the one leading the membership class in the English community. And again, just to see God at work, that out of those experiences, one of the things that I focus and I personally emphasize when I invited, when I challenge, when I saw the response from people coming to know Christ and desiring to be a part of the community of God, I realized that when it comes to church membership, it's not something that we have to do. It's something that we get to do. It's something that we get to experience and that we get to join. And in my mind, because I was speaking over those topics back in May and a little before May, the month of May, I was reminded because of graduations. You know, May is kind of a month of graduates and the celebration of people accomplishing some things, whether it's high school, junior high, college, whatever the case may be. I reminded people that when it comes to graduations within family members, graduations within our kids or grandkids, it's not something that we have to go, meaning graduation ceremonies, it's something that we get to go. We're privileged to celebrate, to encourage, just to see are, again, just the beauty of people that we loved and care for accomplishing some very specific goals in life. Well, translate that picture into church membership. One of the distinctiveness of someone who has understood the gospel and the beauty of Jesus' redemption, Jesus' mercy, Jesus' love for us is exactly that we don't look at the local church. We do not look at the bride of Jesus as something that we have to join. Is something that we get to join. Within the experience of church membership, some of our folks that went through that membership class were people who have not yet been baptized by water baptism. We call that believer's baptism. And this is the result of, again, not having to accept Jesus, but getting the privilege to have a relationship with Jesus and his church. So for us, again, coming back to church memberships, courses and experiences, it has to do with the privilege to sit in community, in circles, and look at the plan of salvation, the gospel presentation, the opportunity to have Q&A, interaction, questions, and dissecting some of the values and, you know, the structure of the church, and obviously what the scripture has to teach over these issues. Well, one of the principles that we emphasize on a weekly basis as a pastor, as a communicator, that I get the privilege to do this almost on a weekly basis, and then being reflected over these small group communities, is exactly for us to understand what the win is when it comes to salvation, when it comes to a relationship with Christ, when it comes to having God as your heavenly Father. The win, the goal, is not simply life in heaven after we die, but it is exactly Christ's likeness to walk and to think and to have the worldview of Jesus while we are on earth. Now, translate that into the concept of water baptism, of baptism by immersion, because for us, we call this the water grave, like a graveside. And if you can think of a cemetery, when you see a graveside, that's the symbolism of what we call the baptistry, or this kind of a little pool that we have and host in our church where people get baptized and they are immersed. Because if you think of a graveside, that's where people are buried. People are brought into this opportunity that they don't have to join Jesus, but they get to join Jesus, which for us, obviously, water baptism is an outward manifestation of something that happened internally. And that transformation of the inclination of our desires, again, from having to actually getting to, is symbolized by joining Jesus in his sufferings. So I'm going to say this one more time. If the goal is Christ's likeness on earth, not simply heaven when we die, if the goal is for us to be developed, to be shaped, to inherit, to be, and we use this theological word, imputed, to receive the righteousness, the worldview of Jesus, then there is no way around. You look at the book of Hebrews. In the book of Hebrews, we find that Jesus was perfected through suffering. So the symbolism of dying to self, the symbolism of joining Jesus in his sufferings, because we proclaim, we know historically, biblically, that Jesus actually died, that he suffered, and that he was buried. So it's a symbolism that we join him in his sufferings, and that's why we immerse people. That's part of the reason why we practice water baptism. By immersion, also implies that this Christ-likeness, this experience of growing into Christ, that implies that if Jesus had suffering on this earth as his vocation, we believe that's the case. We do not believe that Jesus was bullied. We do not believe that Jesus was the kind of the victim of fate or the abuse of a government 2,000 years ago or religious leaders. That we believe that the vocation, the reason, one of the main purposes why he came to earth is to satisfy the wrath of the Father. So the suffering of Jesus is the result of just a Father, his heavenly Father, our God of the Scriptures, that is going to place his wrath on him, his vengeance. He's going to be satisfied the need that someone had to pay for the cosmic treason that we as humans, we as people committed from the very beginning. Jesus absorbs that, and that's part of his vocation. Part of the reason why he has to go through the suffering that we see through his passion, through, you know, his last hours on this earth. Well, translate everything that I just gave you, that when it comes to us, for us to grow into Christ's likeness, to become like Jesus, to adopt his worldview, it's exactly the same concept. So once again, the burial, the symbolism of burial, when you and I are placed underwater, we bring the individual out of the water, not simply someone that has adopted and taken on the challenge or on the calling to see suffering as a vocation, which by the way, just quick parenthesis, when we say suffering as a vocation, it's obvious that whether you are a believer, a follower of Jesus, or you disregard everything that I just said, and you have no desire to have a relationship with Christ, you and I are old enough to know and recognize, if we can be just honest for a second, that suffering is a matter of time. Everybody goes through suffering. Everybody, whether it's self-inflicted or whether it's the result of, you know, just brokenness and craziness, and you become kind of on the receiving end, and you are experiencing the domino effect of, you know, people's decisions. Maybe for some of us, even people who are not even alive today, or decisions that were made before we were even born. We are in a broken world. We are in the context of craziness, and our bodies, you know, physically, we are growing older and deteriorating our bodies. And so, again, my point simply is that Jesus is the person that when we join him, again, the burial, the water grave, and we are buried symbolically with Jesus, it's not for us to be immune from suffering. It's for us to have the perspective, the worldview of Jesus in suffering. Well, again, suffering becomes a vehicle to enlarge the character of Jesus in us. And when we come out of the water, kind of at that connection, that growing into Christ likeness is exactly to be free from self, not just from the wrath of God, not to be just saved from hell, but also from self. So being free from self implies that now you are able to join, not because you have to, but because you get to. You get to join the family of God. And this family of God, this experience of joining the family of God, is so we can remain faithful. Our faith is translated into faithfulness. So coming out of the water is not just coming into a brand new life. It's not just coming out into a brand new experience, but it's coming out into a family. And we're making a covenant, we're making a commitment that not just a family while we are on earth, but we also are joining Jesus on that resurrection one day. So again, for us, this is the beauty of week, months, within the last few weeks, last few days, and specifically yesterday, when we saw all these three things coming together, the closing of Vacation Bible School. I haven't mentioned in detail the commissioning of our missionaries going to Germany. They will be leaving and heading out to Detmold within the next few days, as I said, and I'll include that in the next podcast. But again, I'm just blessed. I'm thankful. It's Monday morning. It's been a beautiful weekend. I am very, very tired preaching for three times in a row, and then everything that we had to do yesterday. I'm just internally. I'm just well with my soul. I am just blessed to see God at work. I do pray that you guys have a blessed week. If you would like to get connected to the ministry that we are engaging, whether it's through the teaching of the word, whether it's through the preaching of the word, any of the resources that we are able to bring together and produce, I'd love for you guys to visit our website, which is Vidal Muñiz, VidalMuñiz.com, VidalMuñiz.com, and you are able to see a bunch of stuff that we do, whether it's video, audio, and more than happy to connect with you. We love you guys. We thank you, and we do pray for you throughout this week, that may the Lord bless you and bless the remainder of this summer for you.